At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Is we about to run it tonight? Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes. We are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me as always, our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
What's up, AJ? And it's just us two this evening. Tone is out on a business trip, and Dice is, I believe he is as well. So it's just us two for tonight. So Dice sent in his baseball picks, or his free agent waiver wire top five list. Tone has his DraftKings for the Zurich Classic. AJ, you were the man of the hour last week. Give us a little breakdown.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still standing. We had the hot chip challenge last week. And, you know, I was trying to pump myself up for it driving over to Tone's last week. So, you know, maybe it's not that bad. It's one chip. It can't be that bad. But, yeah, it was. It lived up to the hype. It was that bad. Shout out to everyone who watched on the live stream TikTok. Shout out to everyone who sent me their well wishes over these last few days, checking in on me. I'm still alive. But yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably a 15 at first, dropped down to a 12. And then I'd say like 30 minutes in, we were at like a 6 or 7 out of 10, which felt like a relief. A lot of milk that was consumed.
It was chocolate milk chased by chocolate milk.
Yeah, it was an unhealthy amount of milk, but it had to be done. I would never do that again. You know, I was saying if someone offered me like $100 to do it, I wouldn't do it. I'd pass. So if anyone else out there ever does it, I'm curious to see your reactions. Let me know. Feel free to try it if you want. If you're curious to see if it's real, if you think maybe, I'm a puss. Yeah. And you want to go up against me, I mean, try it out. I'd love to see other people try it.
Yeah, I ran a little poll actually. While I think it was right when we released the episode that I asked people if they can handle the one chip challenge, and there was a good amount of people that said yes, they could.
Okay.
And I do think I still have that. I have the receipts. So
okay.
Any listeners out there, I got the receipts that you said you could do it. So
yeah,
let's see it.
I'd love to see it. I know I threw down yes on that because I did do it.
Yeah, you sure
so
did.
So I'd love to see everyone else who said yes to give it a shot as well.
So AJ, yeah, he decided that he was so miserable last episode that he decided to make the whole squad miserable. We'll kind of get into that later, but big news.
Yeah.
Big news on the horizon.
Yeah, we got a fun challenge Sunday. We'll talk about that here shortly. I figured I had to do a challenge. Let's all collectively do a challenge. This will be more fun, though. This will be a good time. It's not going to be it could be painful.
Theoretically, yeah.
But
it's going to be brutal.
It'll be fun in the grand scheme of things. So, to continue recapping, we'll jump ship here. We'll talk some NBA playoffs because that's like the big thing going on in sports. We covered some play-in games last week, and since recording, the play-in games have been concluded. So we had the Nets over the Cavs, unfortunately, which the Nets moved on to face the Celtics. T-Wolves over the Clippers to move on to face the Grizzlies. The Hawks beat the Hornets, then beat the Cavs, unfortunately, to face the Heat. And then we had the Pelicans over the Spurs, then the Clippers to face the Suns. So the playoff games have been concluded. Play-in games have been concluded. Pretty fun for the most part. Want to ask you about the Cavs first. Finished 44-38. I believe they did better than anyone expected.
Oh, absolutely.
So next season, 2022-23 NBA season, do we feel like the Cavs will be a contender or will they be a pretender?
I think free agency is the biggest thing here. What's going to happen to the guys like Colin Sexton or Kevin Love? Then Caris LeVert, I don't know how long he's going to be here. We're really riding on Evan Mobley, Darius Garland. But
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen, who it was good to see him in that game. It was a quick spark, but then you could kind of see a fade there in the second half. But I think they're a contender again. I think they get Colin Sexton back. I don't think this is a loss of a season whatsoever, even though they did lose the two play-in games, which they really should have beat the Hawks, but Trae Young really did. He went off. Congrats to them. Damn, that sounded a little echoey. But,
I mean, the thing to remember is if Jared Allen didn't get hurt, if Evan Mobley didn't get hurt, I mean, they're not even in the play-in game. Because they were up there. They were 3, 4, 5 right in the mid all season. And then right towards the end, we had some injuries, and they kind of fell to the bottom there. So I think next year they come back healthy. Garland, Mobley, I mean, they're super young. They have potential.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch them. Markkanen, who went absolutely off in that Hawks game.
Yeah.
But, no, there's a draft still coming up.
Yeah.
You never know. It's exciting times, especially if they get the King back. Who knows? There could be a trade in the works. Who knows?
See, I'm kind of on the opposite end of that one myself personally, because we've kind of talked about that on group chats and stuff. Do you want to see LeBron come back? I kind of enjoy how good they've been on their own. I feel like we're watching them grow up. You know, they've been under LeBron's care almost our entire adult lives. So now it's like they're kind of flourishing on their own. I'm not opposed to LeBron coming back for the economy of Cleveland, what he does.
Yeah, fair.
But as far as the team itself goes, I'm not necessarily saying that they need LeBron.
No, I don't think they do either. But it never hurts if they can keep those core guys. You can't really.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you can't go and
love
trade.
LeBron or hate LeBron. You cannot deny that when he comes to town, he does bring you a ring. Yes, but he also demolishes your younger talent.
That was very clear to see with this Lakers team this year. So I'm with you on that.
He doesn't have a lot of years left. He could come to Cleveland and get us another ring, but as soon as he's gone, I mean, you're thinking possibly all that younger talent could go with him. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm also kind of. I'm kind of curious to see them grow on their own without Daddy coming back home.
No, hey, I'm with you, but.
They had 44 wins last year. Do you think they surpass 44?
Oh, next year? Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I want to say yes.
Okay.
I think maybe they're in the 46 to 48 range.
Okay.
Not a huge.
So maybe +2, +3.
Yeah, nothing crazy, but I think they do manage an increase in wins.
Okay, cool. So did you watch any of the play-in games? Did any of them stand out to you? Did you enjoy any of them?
It's just, I feel like another money grab. I don't think there should be 10 seeds in the playoffs, but that's not my decision. And I mean, yeah, it was cool to see the Cavs in there. I've obviously watched those games because just that's entertainment factor of just being from where we're from.
Sure.
But I didn't watch a single Western Conference
one. So not a big fan of the
playing
games.
No, I don't care for them.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like 8 teams from each conference is plenty.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we had some games thus far that are in the actual playoffs after the play-in games. So what I'm going to do, I have all the series. I'm going to list those off to you. And then I had I don't know what you want to call them, overreactions, I guess you could say.
Okay.
I have an overreaction for every single one of them.
I like it.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to tell me, is it an overreaction? Or is it accurate? Okay.
I'm digging it.
Okay. So the first series we have the number one seed, Phoenix Suns, and they are leading the number 8 New Orleans Pelicans 1-0. First point I have here, are the Suns an automatic cakewalk in the West?
I would say yes until the emergence of playoff Poole.
Okay.
Jordan Poole. We're already 2 games into that series. He has 59 points in the 2 games combined. You put him in there with Klay Thompson, Chef Curry, who's now getting healthy, dropped 30 off the bench last night, Draymond Green, who's the glue to that team, it seems like. And people are forgetting Andrew Wiggins started in an All-Star game how many months ago? Just 2, 3?
Yeah.
So I think it is an overreaction. Because this Warriors team is the real deal. It's going to be a very fun Western Conference championship.
Okay. So we're going to go overreaction on the first point. But I do want to point out, I have Odd Sharks pulled up here.
Okay.
Who is favored to win the 21-22 NBA championship season? The Phoenix Suns are first.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus 260. And the next closest, plus 500. So it's a sizable amount.
Interesting.
You want to take a guess at who number two is? Plus 500?
Number two, that would be the Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks, yes. Okay. What's really crazy, the number three option, plus 650, is a seven seed.
Oh, the Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Interesting.
Very interesting. We have a seven seed who is plus 650, and then we have the Miami Heat who is the number one seed, plus 1,200.
Yeah, and the Nets are down 1-0.
Yeah, so how weird to see that.
Yeah, that's fishy.
Okay, so we have an overreaction on the first point here. Number two, we have the number seven Minnesota Timberwolves leading the number two seed Memphis Grizzlies 1-0. Point number two, Minnesota Timberwolves are the Cinderellas of this year's NBA playoffs.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Okay.
Even if they just make it past this first round, they're going to be considered Cinderellas making it out of the playoff team, being a two seed who, I don't know if you guys listened to the last episode, but I wasn't high on this Grizzlies team.
Right.
I did a little group bracket with some of my buddies here around town, and I have the Timberwolves making it out of the first round. And
okay.
So in round two, they will unfortunately run into the Warriors, but I can see that game going, or that series going 6-7. I like this Timberwolves team.
Okay. So for entertainment purposes only, you're actually taking 7-seed Wolves over the 2-seed Grizzly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. With Big Cat, and then you got Anthony Edwards, who's one of my favorite players to watch, D'Angelo Russell. Patrick Beverley, who's literally the heart of this team right now. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they are fun. All right, next up we have the number 3-seed Golden State Warriors. You've talked about them already. They are leading 2-0 over the 6-seed Denver Nuggets. And this one, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me here, but my question for the talking point here, point three, Warriors are back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is not an overreaction. They are absolutely back. I know this Nuggets team is without two of their best three players,
sure,
Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., but this Warriors team is nasty, and they're going to get a pretty nice ride into the championship game, seeing they're going to face a 7-seed next round. And then, I mean, that Suns-Warriors, that's a toss-up. It's going to be super fun to watch. But, yes, the Warriors are absolutely back.
Okay. And lastly in the West, we have the 4-seed Dallas Mavericks. They are tied with the 5-seed Utah Jazz. And for this series, it's tied. They do not have Luka. So my question for you, my overreaction for you, Mavs can win this series without Luka.
I don't know. They looked pretty good last night, not turning the ball over. Jalen Brunson was money. Dinwiddie, they brought him in the mid-season transaction. I don't know, man. I don't think they can, because this Jazz team is hungry right now. They've lost in the playoffs so many times. Donovan Mitchell wants to win now more than anybody in the league. So I don't think they can.
Okay.
I expect him to come back eventually in the series. But if he doesn't, I think the Jazz go ahead and get it done.
Okay. All right. So let's move to the East. We have the number one seed, Miami Heat, fresh off just dismantling the 8-seed Atlanta Hawks. They're up 1-0.
Trae Young, man, 1-for-12 or something crazy like that. 8 points.
Sheesh. A big yikes.
Heard that.
So overreaction point for this series, I'll just repeat with the original one seed in the West. Miami Heat, cakewalk in the East.
No, absolutely not. That is the biggest overreaction. I think they are the fifth best team in the East right now.
Wow, okay.
Nets, Sixers, Bucks, and who am I missing? And the Celtics.
Okay.
So, I think they're the fifth best team right now.
Okay.
They just kind of stumbled upon that one seed, playing well throughout the year.
Yeah.
So, I think they do get it done within five games in the first series, but I do think the 76ers get the better of them in round two.
Okay. All right. So the next series we have the 2-seed Boston Celtics with a buzzer beater Jason Tatum layup at the end of the game there. Very fun.
Easter miracle.
1-0 over the 7-seed Brooklyn Nets. My point for this series, Jason Tatum will be a top five player in the NBA next year?
Next year, I'm gonna say that's an overreaction.
Okay,
there's a lot of young talent still out there, especially older talent, guys like LeBron. There's Luka, Joel Embiid, Jokic. Who else is out there? The third guy, Giannis, obviously. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker's ascending still. I don't know, man. I think there's a ton of talent still out there. Carl Anthony Towns is still getting better.
Okay.
Then you got another year with LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards. I don't know. Trey Young.
Not a big Jason Tatum guy.
No, I am. I think he's great. I think him and Jaylen Brown are an amazing duo. But maybe top 10 next year. There's just there's so much talent in the league nowadays. Okay. But he's amazing.
Okay. Next up, we have the 3-seed Milwaukee Bucks. They are leading 1-0 over the 6-seed Chicago Bulls. Number 3, Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Right now, no.
No, okay.
No, I think it's LeBron James still.
Boy.
LeBron James is still the best player in the NBA, even at 37 years old. Then I go Giannis, Jokic. Top
okay,
three.
So when we factor out the extreme LeBron bias, we're going to go Giannis as the best player in NBA. Okay, that's the answer I'm looking for. Okay.
And then Doncic 3.
Okay. And the last series we have here, the number 4 seed Philadelphia 76ers. They're leading 2-0 versus the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And on this one, I've noticed James Harden is averaging 18 points per game. I think he was the 4th leading scorer on his own team yesterday. Mm-hmm. My point for this one, James Harden does not need to be an all-star for the Sixers to win this series.
He just needs weird question. He needs to be a different kind of all-star. The playmaker, the guy, the ball control guy. He's the only one on that offense that needs the ball to control or needs the ball throughout the offense possessions to really make plays happen. You got guys like Tyrese Maxey who could score at any point. Joel Embiid, same kind of deal. You got shooters like Tobias Harris. They're going to be without Matisse Thybulle tonight because he cannot play in Toronto. But a lot of guys are going to come off the bench like George Niang and Shake Milton can just absolutely light up a ball game. So I think Harden needs to be the 18 points is fine.
Okay,
he can find himself anywhere between 12 and 14 assists. 8 to 10 rebounds. That's all you need. A solid defender on the perimeter, and I think the Sixers seem to. I mean, that's all they really need out of him. And he's still capable of dropping 30 points at any given moment.
Okay. So, any surprises in the playoffs thus far? What you've seen in this very small sample size? Any surprises?
So far, I just think honestly that the Mavericks won one game without Luka.
Yeah.
Respect to that. Other than that, everything's kind of playing out so far how I expected it to.
Okay.
Maybe the Celtics game winner was pretty super exciting. I believe they played at night. Tomorrow they get the tomorrow. Extra day off.
Yep.
How convenient. But, no, I think those are the only real two standout things. I'm excited to see how things end up here to come.
Okay. My next question. Most series have had one game. There's been a few two-game series so far. Who would you say in this very, very small sample size in the first round, who's the MVP of the playoffs thus far?
Ooh, Jordan Poole.
Okay.
I mainly because he's one of the guys who's had two games, and
yeah,
no one really expected it, but 29 points and then 30.
He's nice. He's clean.
The other way around. Yeah. Dude's a beast. So, yeah, I think Jordan Poole right now, potential finals MVP. Who knows?
Okay. Okay. All right, so we have two games tonight, and this is going to be as of 4/19/22, Tuesday night. We're recording on Tuesday, so when you as the listeners are listening back to this, these games are already over. So for that reason, I have the games, I have the spreads. I'm not asking you to take spreads or anything like that. What we're doing is kind of just getting your opinion as far as who you think is going to win the game outright. It's more so just for fun. We ain't putting this on anyone's records or anything like that.
I like that.
But for games tonight, we have the 7-seed Minnesota T-Wolves. They're leading the series 1-0. They are plus 235 on the money line.
Whew.
They're traveling. Yeah, right.
That's a lot.
They're traveling to Memphis to take on the 2-seed Grizzlies. Grizzlies are minus 6.5 points. So more so, I'm not asking you to take anything on the spread. Maybe just give me your opinion, your takes, who you think maybe wins this game outright.
I do think the Grizzlies get it done, but
okay.
Wouldn't be terrible to throw a unit on the opposers there. Plus 235, that's a bit wild.
Yeah.
I'm just not sold on this Grizzlies team. I know they got the 2 seed, but they're also one of those teams that weren't really playing the rest game, I guess,
right,
in a sense.
Right.
You got a ton of young dudes out there, not much playoff experience against Patrick Beverley, who can get into anybody's head at any time, especially a bunch of these young dudes. So I think it'd be worth putting a unit on that, but I do think the Grizzlies end up getting it done. It should be a close game.
Okay. Yeah, we have the Grizzlies, who are led by Ja Morant, solid young talent. And then we have the T-Wolves. We've been seeing the emergence of Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
Looking like he's going to be a solid pro. I think he was the first overall pick.
He was not. Oh, yeah, he was. You're right. Yep. That was LaMelo Ball.
Yep.
And
so when you look at these two teams, you look at these two players, you have Ja and you have Anthony. Who of these two would you take if you had the choice?
Fantastic question.
I don't think there's a wrong answer, but
no, there's not. Give me Anthony Edwards.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude's a stud. Not discounting Ja Morant. He's also one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah.
Just unbelievably talented. At 18-2, they went when he was out of the lineup, I believe.
I saw that.
Yeah, so give me Anthony Edwards.
Okay. So the second game of the night, we have the 8th seed New Orleans Pelicans. They're trailing 0-1. They're plus 400 on the money line. They're traveling to Phoenix, take on the number 1 seed Suns. Suns are minus 9.5 points. What's your opinion on this one?
When you see a high spread like that, you just kind of want to stay away from it.
Yeah.
A lot of backdoor cover opportunities.
Yep.
Never want to see those as a better or even a someone like us who are here for entertainment purposes only, obviously. So, yeah, I would hope maybe throw a unit on the money line for the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little value to watch.
Half of a unit.
Right. And you'll still benefit greatly from that.
Yeah.
You said what, plus 400?
Yep.
Yeah, four times that you win 2 units.
Throw $1 on it. Win $4.
Throw $2.50 on it. Win a tenner. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's fun.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I would throw that on there. Just give you something to watch and root for.
Yeah, I like that take. So, Memphis, they had Ja Morant. Now we're talking about the Pelicans, who obviously they had the first pick in that draft. They took Zion. You think we'll ever see Zion? You think he'll ever be healthy again, or is he just going to be a bust for the rest of his career?
It's so hard to say. I expected him to play at some point this year. Seeing pictures of him, a bit obese.
Oh, yeah. So, that's fair to say.
Right. You never want to see that when, you kind of could tell it was going to happen when he was in college.
Yeah.
You can't really be in the NBA at that sheer size. You're too big.
Yeah.
It's not like it was in the 90s.
Sure.
Where he can just bully people. He's not going to be fast enough. He might have lost a little jump. I think we do see him again. I do think it's like unfortunately, it's turning into a Greg Oden kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which it's heartbreaking. But I'm rooting for the guy. I hope to see him. It's not looking good.
I mean, they have such a young core. They have all the kids from the Lakers, basically.
And they just got CJ McCollum, which is huge.
So if you were to factor in, they have the 8th seed, if you added a healthy Zion to that roster, you think they'd be more among the top 4, maybe?
Ooh, that is also a good question. I don't think so. I think they maybe get the 6th seed. They stay out of the play-in. It's just such a good Western Conference.
Yeah.
Maybe they're better. No, I can't even see them being better than that Jokic team with the Nuggets, the way that he carried them. So, yeah, 6 or 7, maybe. Stay around there. I guess I don't really see Zion impacting that team as much. I don't know. It's really hard to say.
All right, so as you're listening to this recording, it's going to be the 20th Wednesday, and we do have some games Wednesday night, 3 games. I will be giving you these games. I'll give you the spreads. I want to know what your takes are going to be on these games.
Okay.
So the first game, we have the 7th seed Brooklyn Nets. They are plus 3.5 points.
Ooh.
Money line plus 135. They're traveling to Boston to take on the two-seeded Celtics. Over-under for this game, 226.
I can imagine money pouring in on the Nets. I could see that spread swaying the other way towards the Nets here before tip-off. But at 3.5, give me that Nets line at 3.5. Even if they end up losing, they're not going to lose by more than 3. I can't imagine that. Okay. With the spot they're in right now, they want to steal a game on the road, give them a better opportunity to take the series, because it's not really getting any easier from here. So give me that Nets, plus 3.5.
All right. Is this the series that you're most excited about now that it's underway?
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be the most fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Timberwolves-Grizzlies matchup is the second best, though.
Okay.
Really close, but yeah, this is going to be super entertaining.
All right, so we're going Nets plus 3.5 for the first game on the slate. Second game, we have the 4-seed Philadelphia 76ers.
Ooh.
Your squad, they're minus 2. They're traveling to Toronto to take on the 5-seed Raptors. Raptors are plus 110 on the money line. Over-under for this game, 216.5 points.
I'm going to go ahead and take that under at 216.5. We're going to be, like I said, without Thybulle. This Toronto arena is going to be ruckus. They're already down 2-0. They're going to do whatever they can to get a win. I'm not sure where Scottie Barnes is going to be. If he's playing, I love the opportunity at that under. But even with who else are they missing? Thaddeus Young, I believe, was out. Gary Trent Jr., he might be questionable. So I think this game stays under. I think Philadelphia has a slow start to their offense, just being on the road in that Toronto atmosphere. So give me that under 216.
Okay. Last game on the slate tomorrow, we have the number 6-seed Chicago Bulls. Mm. They are plus 10.
Damn.
Money line plus 400. And they are traveling to Milwaukee to take on the 3-seed Bucks. Over-under for this game, 225.
Yeah, I think they kind of blew their load there in game one. They fought to the death, it seemed like. They gave it all they had, and unfortunately, I'm going to go ahead and take the Bucks, laying that 10 points.
Oh, wow.
I can see a pretty easy double-digit win here. It could be over by the first quarter. So give me that Bucks team. I think they get at least a double-digit lead by the first. They maintain it, and it could be a 25-30-point win.
All right. So for the three games tomorrow, rocking with the Nets plus 3.5. Under 216.5 for the Sixers-Raptors game. And then we're going to go ahead and take Bucks minus 10 on that late-night closeout game for tomorrow.
Don't be afraid to throw that on a parlay out there if anyone's interested. I think that's super money.
Okay. Possibly a three-team parlay. We'll come back and check that out next week, see how you did.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right?
All right. So that's going to conclude our basketball talk. Baseball is underway.
It sure is, isn't it?
Fantasy baseball, we started a little, I don't know if you want to call it an LCP league. We got all four of us in a league. We have some friends that have joined us.
We have Monty the Italian, who is very well part of the Luck Changers.
Yep.
We got listeners.
Yep.
We got, I think everybody has been on the show that's in the league. Or Gary.
Gary's in there. Jaron's in there.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Jaron's been on the show, but definitely been talked about on the show.
So it's fun, you know, it's nothing crazy, just a little league that we got together here just to kind of keep our interest in baseball. We're not a baseball heavy show.
We're not. No, it's tough to talk about. It's a long season. We will discuss it.
Yeah.
But I think fantasy baseball is definitely more our forte.
Yeah. So myself opened up with a week one tie.
Very nice.
I was playing your guy. Jake,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, we tied up.
It was a good battle.
I was losing pretty big at the beginning and made some moves, came back to tie out the week. Dese and Tone both opened up with some huge wins.
Yeah, 7-3 wins, right?
Big wins. And then our guy Nate.
I mean, the only L, 4-5, though.
It's early.
My strategy is pitch heavy. So right now it's a struggle for me. I need someone to hit home runs. I'm currently seeking a trade, if anyone knows, of guys like Bo Bichette and Kettle Marte. I'm looking to shop those guys for maybe a heavier bet and maybe another closer.
Yeah, I try to do like a balance, have some injuries myself.
Yeah, it's not good.
I was excited because Gio was the number two guy in the draft. Fell to me at six. I believe I had the sixth pick.
Okay.
Fifth or sixth. Fell to me all the way down there. Locked that up. Who did I say? Gio? I meant Soto.
Soto
was number two. What I'm going with that is, for my pitchers, I really wanted Gio because I thought he was the best. I think he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Gio?
Yeah, from the White Sox.
Oh, Giolito.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Interesting.
Fell to me in like the third round, and he was throwing like a one hitter in his first game, and then he got pulled because he got hurt.
Ooh.
Now he's on my DL. So no. Yeah, it's tough out here, but I feel okay about my team. I did just go out and pick up Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, he could be back here soon.
I'm going to cross my fingers that they either bring him back or maybe they trade him to someone who will play him.
He's kind of like proven innocent, right?
Yeah, he's on like on my stash squad, so
okay.
Maybe we pull him out later in the year.
Trade bait?
Yeah, maybe. I feel pretty good though. Freddie Freeman just got his first homer
against his former team.
Yeah, so
very cool.
Yeah, I'm liking my team so far. I don't really have any big complaints. You said you're feeling pretty good about yours so far.
No. I was super confident about 15 minutes after the draft, and then the more I looked at my team, I'm like, I really made like a lot of mistakes. I think I had the third overall pick and probably botched it.
Yes.
It was a panic pick. My first strategy was, oh, I'm going to get all these really good pitchers. So I was like, and I took Garrett Cole, and I left Vlad Guerrero Jr. Yep. out on the board, and absolutely heartbreaking. I'm feeling it now. Yep. None of my guys have more than, I think, six RBIs. It's hard to watch, but we're not going to give up. It's a free agent market,
yes.
And it's a free agent league, and yes. I think we might have a little insight for you guys.
Yeah, so that'll take us to our – I don't know if we have a name for the segment yet, but I just have D-Stay's Fantasy Waiver Wire. And basically, Dakota's going to be giving us his top five waiver wire pickups to look for in your fantasy baseball league. So I'll start with the – I'm going to go ahead and give you guys his picks since he can't be here with us today. Let's start with number one. Last week, Dakota mentioned that the Blue Jays catcher was a good pickup, and a day later he went on the IL. So he's hoping that his catcher for this week does not do the same. And be aware that this guy is not even the full-time catcher for his team, but he does currently lead all fantasy catchers in home runs and RBIs. And that's going to be Jonah Heim from the Rangers. He's 9.1% owned and is the number one fantasy-rated catcher right now. And if you're looking for a catcher, someone to consider.
I'm sure a lot of you are.
Yes. He might not be an everyday catcher, but it's something to keep your eye on for.
Yeah. Something could happen. You never know. You can be moved to the start at any time.
Yes. So the next one, Dakota has already picked up. So this is going to be more so for people who are not in our specific league.
Nice guy.
That's going to be Tyler Wade from the Angels. And he is eligible at four different positions, which I think is huge personally.
Yeah, definitely a good utility guy.
He can be plugged in at almost every spot. And he's only 3% owned right now. He's batting 360. And he's a good option if you play in a category where you need steals. He's a good base stealer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's super huge, especially in today's major leagues.
This next one is also going to be for players outside of our league because our guy Dan swooped in and got this next player.
We're smart over here.
Yeah, and that's going to be Daniel Bard, who has stepped into the role of closer for the Rockies.
Oh, nice.
He's 46% owned, so higher than he would usually put on these lists, but he is a must-have as he has had four saves in the first week and a half of the season.
Yeah, I actually got one of those guys too. I had picked up David Robertson, who was also moved to the closing pitcher, and he's got four saves this year. So it's pretty good back and forth there.
Okay. Next guy on the list, Dakota mentions that he hates to call it the Reds. Prayers to our Reds fans.
Oh,
our guy Jay Money. but they do have the worst record in baseball.
Shout out to them.
And two of their next three series are the Padres. So for that, a must pickup is Mackenzie Gore. He is the number one prospect in San Diego's farm system coming into this season. He's only allowed two runs in five innings in his first start against the defending champs. He's plus 32% this week after being only 6% owned. So make sure you jump on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mackenzie Gore. All right. And the last guy for Dakota's fantasy waiver wire segment, he's a little bit of a risk, but with his upcoming schedule, Dakota's going to add him on here, and that's Dylan Bundy.
Okay.
Through two games, he has a .087 ERA.
Damn.
His next start is against the White Sox, who are towards the bottom in batting right now. But then after that, he does face Tampa Bay, so he may only be a one-start guy if you need a boost for this specific week.
Okay.
So, shout out to our guy, D-Say.
Appreciate the picks.
He should be back next week to give out more of his picks. That's something to watch for if you are in our league or if you're outside. He's looking out for everybody.
Big facts.
All right. So, we're talking about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about doing some challenges.
Yeah.
We have a challenge coming up this Sunday, and that's going to be the 999 challenge.
What is that?
Maybe you're thinking, that sounds funny. What is that? So, it's basically where a group of guys or gals gets together for a baseball game. And mm-hmm. you watch nine innings of baseball.
Oh, there's a nine.
And in those nine innings of baseball, from the first pitch to the last out, you must consume nine hot dogs.
Oh.
And slug down nine beers.
Never.
999 challenge. So, as we sit here recording, as you sit here listening and you think back on the past 2 days, snow, super cold. But actually, the Guardians' last two games postponed for snow.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, this Sunday, 82 degrees, sunny. Summer's almost here, everybody.
We're going to be torched.
We're going to be sunburned, and we're going to be blacked out.
And our bellies are going to be very full.
We're going to be over at the Williams Gay Garage. We're going to be sitting outside for the Guardians at Yankees baseball game.
And we do have early odds on the finishing.
Yes, we do. First pitch going to be at 1:35. We're going to be throwing some bags, tossing the frisbee, watching some baseball, eating some dogs, slugging down some beers. Pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've agreed. We're going all beefs.
All beef Nathans, just like the contest.
All beef Nathans. I'm personally, I think everyone can kind of go with their own. I'm going to go light beer. I'm going to go with the Coors Light. I feel like I could slug down nine Coors Lights personally.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Busch Lattes.
Okay,
just
nice.
Out of respect for all my Southern Ohio friends who okay. live in Northeast Ohio. Like, shout out to you guys, for sure.
I like that. I'm not sure what Tone or Dakota's going to do. It's funny because we all have our own strategies.
Yeah, we do. It's. I think AJ's strategy lost him some odds points.
Yeah.
He said he was going to wolf down all nine wieners just like right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I just don't think your body can recover from that within the span of a baseball game to really put anything else in there.
Yeah, so the plan was to just first two innings, eat all nine hot dogs, Joey Chestnut style, and then I get seven innings to just worry about my nine beers.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about going back in the lab and reconsidering that. It's not a for sure strategy. I think Tone's strategy is the opposite. I think he's going to try to kill his nine beers first and then just slug his dogs.
Just smoke all nine. I don't like any of our odds to finish. I think this is a preposterous thing. I don't think normal humans should do this, but we're going at it in the hot sun.
So we do have some odds. Do you have those odds on hand?
I do, actually. Let me unlock my phone.
Okay.
In case you guys were wondering, I'm holding my microphone this week. I broke my stand, and it's just a whole ordeal. So
these odds are straight from the Canavan Sportsbook.
Yep, this is straight from the word, and this is as of, I believe, yesterday around 4 o'clock. The odds are still okay. Expect changes in the future.
Yeah, subject to change.
So the favorite, who is not quite a favorite, is we got Tone at plus 310. He's super confident, but he loses odds points because he doesn't like bread.
That's very important to point out. He does not like bread. No. We have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he could be one of those people that maybe like rip off the edges.
Yeah.
There's no,
awesome.
There's no ripping off of edges.
Nope. He doesn't finish his pizza crust. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Okay.
I was started the odds in third.
Yep.
But with AJ's wild strategy, I ended up moving. I'm plus 745.
Wow.
I do have work off the next day. So I think I can really go at it at my best. I'm not really considered. I mean, I'm not really worried about the beers part. I think I can get all nine down real easy. But I don't think I've ever ate more than three glizzies in a sitting.
Okay.
And that's overwhelming to me to think I can eat three times that. And when I'm drinking, my belly shrinks, unlike most people. So I'm gonna give it hell. But rounding in the third spot is AJ.
Okay.
He is.
The disrespect, but okay.
He moved to plus 950. I don't think I've ever seen him drink more than six beers in a sitting.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not worried about his glizzy intake. I think he can really slurp those down.
All right.
But
I appreciate that.
But I think his strategies are a bit off. Maybe if he reconsidered strategies, he can move back up in the odds and maybe, I don't know, make people less money. I don't know why you like that.
Okay.
But rounding out our odds is, unfortunately,
the wild card.
The wild card. You could really make a lot of money on this
guy.
You
could.
He's at plus 1250, and that's Editor Dice, which we finally got confirmation he's even going to be doing this.
Yeah. So for anyone listening, we have a LCP group chat, and my guy has been radio silent.
Not a word.
Since this has come up. And he started off low in the odds. He's actually dropped even more so. But see, I almost feel like his silence is making me feel like could be in this.
Yeah.
I feel like he's hiding something.
No, yeah, that's fair. I'm basing it solely off the Four Loko that he unfortunately had to drink on air.
True.
My poor guy didn't make it out of the studio.
See, what he's got going against him is not only is he not a big drinker, not a big eater.
No, I feel like those are the two main things.
Yeah, you kind of have to be one or the other. Hopefully both, but you have to be one.
Yeah.
And he's really neither.
I know. The odds could, I mean, be ever less.
But you said he's plus 1250?
Plus 1250.
I mean, man, throw a couple units on that and just enjoy. What a payout. So that is at the Canavan Sportsbook directly. So, I mean, contact Nate with your odds. Throw some cash his way, and he will definitely pay you out.
But definitely not real currency. I would never do such a thing.
Maybe in hot dogs.
Yeah, hey, we'll bet some glizzies on it.
So I've been 4 months sober. It was like my New Year's resolution. No reason why. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
No, you killed it.
I did partake in some alcohol last week. Mm. So I feel like I'm refreshed. I feel like I could throw down some beers.
Okay.
Do you want to say last year, you've been to A&W Root Beer Stand?
I don't think that's what they call TJ's. It anymore, but yes, I have back in the day.
I got 4 foot longs last year.
Oh.
Smashed all four. So, yeah, I feel very confident in my eating ability. The beer does make me a little nervous.
4 footlongs, dude?
Yep.
That's a fourth grader.
Yep. So, I'm feeling good.
Shit.
I think another thing that's funny about this
challenge
is we all have like a thing that we feel is going to be the most difficult. So, for me, I think the 9 beers is going to be the hardest part.
I'm with you.
Tone has said that watching the 9 innings of baseball is going to be the hardest part. See, I think that's the easiest.
Tone is the most confident person, I think, ever in this situation.
And I'm thinking you would probably say that the hot dogs are going to be the hardest part.
Way hard, dude. I think I calculated it. It was a little over 3,500 calories with all of it combined. So it could be more, could be a little less, but it's a ton for 3 hours.
I think I'm going to head to the Canavan Sportsbook and I'm going to take myself. I'm feeling very good about this.
All right.
So, yeah, Tone had mentioned that the baseball would be the hardest part.
Right.
And I said, this is my question for you guys, if anyone was here. Who will be the first one eliminated?
Ooh, I think my odds are probably the best on that.
Okay, because Tone also said Nate will be first eliminated.
Yeah, I think I will be first eliminated. It's just I will get the beers down, but it's just my belly will not have. If I eat 3 hot dogs, I'd be really impressed.
Okay. So here's where I'm lost. You're number 2 in odds, but you feel like you're going to be the first one out.
I just think it's so absurdly difficult. I just think it's the odds don't reflect how we finish the challenge. The odds reflect on who has more heart to continue the challenge the longest.
Okay.
And I think you and DC can won't give up, but I won't be afraid to be like, fuck this.
Okay, okay. All right, so Tone is saying Nate will be the first. Nate is saying Nate will be the first.
Yeah.
I would have said DC, but I'm going to have to say Nate now, too. Yeah. You didn't really do much for my confidence. So, okay. We're heavy lean on Nate being the first one out. Maybe that'll be like a prop bet in the Candyman Sports book. Next one is, who will go the farthest, and will that person complete the challenge?
Oh, yeah, I got to go Tone.
Okay.
I think Tone, just sheer confidence alone.
Yeah, he's very confident.
You started out even on the confidence train until we knocked you down a little bit, made fun of your strat a little bit. Now, I don't know, I think you're a little shaken.
I'm a little bit shook by my change in the odds. That sportsbook updated bets just really messed with my head. But
they know something we don't.
Tone actually put down on here, Tone and AJ. Yes.
Oh, wow. That wonder what those odds are.
So he's
out of the water.
He's taking both of us. But again, no mention of DSA. So it's looking like everyone's just kind of expecting to just kind of coast in the middle. Maybe make like an underdog push. He could be like the Cinderella.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. So that's going to be the Sunday coming up.
We're actually going to probably, I don't know, maybe start up a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Maybe continue these challenges if you guys like them or have any ideas that you would like to see us do around the same nature. Nothing weird or none of that shit. But
yeah.
Yeah, maybe start up a YouTube channel. YouTube's popping nowadays, and maybe get ourselves some listens and some views on there.
Yeah, we'll do a YouTube vid. Maybe we'll make a TikTok out of it. Hot shit was kind of cool, so we'll throw something together. I think people like to have something to watch instead of just listen.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably won't do a live because it's 9 innings of baseball. That's a long 3 hours. A
lot of moving around.
You don't want to watch 3 hours of just dudes
sucking down glizzies.
Yeah, you don't need to see that live. But we'll
burping make sure we clear. You know what I mean?
We'll get the highlights of it.
I expected to get
maybe
ugly.
We'll do like a live tweet, like. Like a count.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, something like that. We'll get on Facebook maybe. I don't know.
Maybe throw it on the story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Kind of keep watch over the whole thing. I think like the ladies will be there. Maybe they'll kind of help us keep count.
Maybe film a couple bits.
Yeah. So it'll be cool. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be an excuse for the boys to get together. I think we have agreed that if you throw up, you're eliminated.
Yeah, no vomiting. I think that's my biggest fear, and why I'll give up first because I'll get so scared to vomit, and I don't want to see what that would look like.
Okay,
that's terrifying.
So vomit will be out. That's fair, and we've agreed that we have to wait till the first pitch.
Yep.
Before you can, you can drink or eat beforehand, but it just doesn't count.
Yeah. I might be cool on that idea, but I'm definitely going to shotgun one right when it hits the mitt.
See, I think I'm going to, I don't know if I even want to just close it.
Oh, might just surprise.
Wait. Yeah.
Are you just going to throw down 4 wieners and just soak your bun in your beer? And
no, I was going to say, I think I'm going to get a beer bong. And
oh!
I think I'm going to bring that with me. Okay. Because I can.
You could bong a beer.
Oh, yeah. 2 seconds tops, gone.
Damn. So maybe we'll raise my shotgun versus your bong.
Yeah. I'm not very good at shotgunning. So.
Oh, I think it goes down like liver butter.
Yeah. So something to watch for if you're an LCP listener. That'll be fun.
Super fun.
We'll see how this one goes. Maybe it becomes a second annual, third annual, or maybe we all get sick and this is it.
Yeah, this could be the worst thing we've ever done in our lives.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm excited for either option.
All right.
I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow for the video, so I'm going to make sure I'm a little better looking.
Nice. So that's going to conclude our baseball segment of the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to move towards golf, as we always close out with golf.
Yes, sir.
We had the RBC Heritage last week, and it was a pretty good one.
Super entertaining.
Very Absolutely. Good. I know I was watching on Easter. I was watching on Saturday, really. Because we had like an Easter dinner Saturday at my house.
Oh, very nice.
Harold Varner III, Akron, Ohio. He was doing his thing. I really thought he was going to take this at first, but Jordan Spieth shot 13 under and he won the Heritage on Easter in the playoffs. He had a playoff hole versus Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah, so Cantlay played that hole great all week. He may have parred that last day, but he was right there for birdie. And then out of nowhere, he plugs the ball in the sand. They both have a sand shot out for their last shot. And Jordan makes his money off those shots.
Yeah.
Puts it right by the cup. Cantlay, I'm surprised he was even able to get it out of there the way it was plugged. And the incline of that bunker, smokes it over, has a 25-30-foot putt to tie it to go to the another playoff hole. Unfortunately, he didn't even come close on it. So shout out Jordan Spieth. He finally got it done. He didn't choke.
Definitely. Speaking of plug and speaking of golf, quick plug for our Oculus Golf Plus.
Okay.
Metaverse, whatever you want to call it now.
Yeah.
Our guy Jaron just got an Oculus.
Oh, okay.
So I told him to get the Golf Plus. Yeah. So someone is going to be joining us.
It'd be very nice. We haven't had a tournament in a while.
Yeah, so with the summer, well, not summer, but with a little bit of a nicer weather approaching, we've kind of been slowing down.
We have.
There's a new course.
Very nice.
That's been dropped.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So
Alpine, I believe.
If you are a listener and you have a VR headset
and Golf Plus and you want to join our league.
Yeah.
It's super fun. Usually two round leagues.
For sure.
Could use some more winners.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's been top heavy, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm not going to say who because I don't need the recognition that because I already get it all.
Right.
I'm over. I'm sorry.
But all right.
We have a fun event this weekend.
The Zurich Classic. It's at TPC Louisiana in Avondale, Louisiana. So tell me a little bit about the Zurich Classic. It's more of a team concept, correct?
Yeah, so it's two-man teams. Basically, obviously, it's two-man teams. And the first and third day, they play best ball. Best ball is where both players play their ball from tee to green. And whoever out of your team had the better score, say Cam Smith had a par, Mark Leishman had a bogey, they got the par on the hole.
Okay.
And then on the second and fourth day, they play alternate shots, so they have to hit alternate shot. And I believe it's top 31 teams make the cut. There are 60 teams, I believe, in it right now, so a ton of golfers, ton of new guys that you won't normally see on tour, kind of going out there and playing. It's going to be a super fun event. You love the team chemistry out there. They're all having fun.
Yeah.
The Zurich Classic is super fun to watch.
Does the PGA pick the teams or do the golfers pick each other?
That I don't know.
Okay.
It seems like Ryan Palmer has looked out the past, I think, 4 years. He's got Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and this year, Scottie Scheffler.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do a PGA DraftKings for the Zurich. I have Tone's picks. You're going to give me yours, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're picking two-man teams for this specific DraftKings. So I'm going to go ahead and start us off. And if I mispronounce any of the golfers' names, apologies in advance.
I got
do my
back.
Best. But starting off his DraftKings at 9.2K, he has Pereira and Niemann.
So Mito Pereira and Joaquin Niemann. All right. One of your guys. So with my first, before I say my first guys, I'm going to go ahead and luck that in.
Oh.
I also have Mito Pereira and Joaquin Niemann. There we go. At 9,200, I think these guys are the dark horses to win this whole thing.
Okay, nice. Well, that should make Tone feel a little bit better about his pick.
Right.
Coming in at his next highest pick at 9.1K, we have Max Homa and Gooch.
Yeah, Taylor Gooch. Quite funny he has that because that's another luck it in, and I haven't even had to say my most expensive tandem yet here. So, yeah, Taylor Gooch and Max Homa.
Okay. Coming in at third for Tone at 8.7K, we have I'm and Ann.
Sungjae Im and Byung-Hun Yan, I think it is.
Okay.
So, it is super solid picks. I can finally say my most expensive team. I got a guy who I've been super high on all year, and that's Sam Burns. And he's paired with one of the hottest golfers in golf right now, Billy Horschel. So at 10,000, I got Sam Burns and Billy Horschel.
All right. And for the fourth two-man team on Father Tone's DraftKings, we have Hadwin and Svensson.
Yeah, Adam Svensson.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah, I think that's a team of Adams, actually. Adam Hedlund, Adam Svensson. I could be wrong. But, no, yeah. Adam Hedlund, I don't think he's missed a cut all year. So, for my fourth expensive team, I have Christian Bezuidenhout. And who? Oh, fuck, who's on this team? Charles Schwartzel, who's been absolutely dialed these last two events.
All right. And for number five squad here, we have Mitchell and Snedeker, 7.9K.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So with my fifth lineup, I believe I have. Yep, I have Sam Ryder and Doc Redman.
All right.
7.1K. Ooh, half our team.
Ryder and Redman.
Damn, so
7.1K. Yeah,
half our team is the same.
Yeah.
Yep. For my last team, I have Vince Whaley and Lee Hodges at 6.7K.
All right. And for Tone's last play here, we have Mitchell and Snedeker.
You already said that one.
Did I miss one? Hadwin and Sevenson.
You already said that one.
Ryder and Redman.
Oh, you already said that one.
Cool. Well, then we're locked in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I feel like I only gave it five. It's because you lucked one in. I got it. Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, so.
Yeah.
So, perfect.
Pretty solid little DK for everybody. Should be a fun little event to check out this weekend.
Always fun to watch.
Yeah. We covered it last year and run it back this year.
Yeah, and probably next year.
Yep. All right, well, we did a little basketball, did a little baseball, a little golf. Little smorgasbord for the listeners out
there. NFL draft is coming up soon.
NFL draft is coming up next week.
Shout out, happy birthday to John Michael from 1899. Happy birthday. It's today.
Shout out to our guy.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Tony Arcetti also listens to the show here and there.
Shout out to our guy.
Mount Union National Champion.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Is there anything else?
No. Just really looking forward to Sunday. I'm looking forward to seeing if the odds shift from now until Sunday.
Stay tuned.
Just looking forward to getting together with the boys at the end of the day, having some fun. And I'm just excited to see, for one, really curious to see how our guy D-Say does.
Yeah.
The radio silence kind of has me a little intimidated.
A little nervous.
Number two, Tone's a little bit overconfident.
Super confident.
So I'm kind of curious to see if he lives up to it.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I'm kind of curious to see how you float in there. I feel good about myself, but I'm kind of just...
I think I'm the biggest wild card.
Yeah.
I could possibly do it, but I could just have the biggest choke job of the year.
Yeah.
Can't wolf down a wolf or a glizzy.
Yep.
Well, that's unfortunate, but we'll see.
I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see if it's an annual thing.
Yeah, stay tuned. Listeners, it's gonna be a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah. Other than that, shout out to our guys, Tone, D-Say. Hope you guys are doing well. Can't wait to see you guys Sunday for 82 degrees and sunny. Make sure you guys got your Guardians gear on.
Yeah, I got a lot of it.
Yeah. That's it.
If you haven't yet, check us out on all our social medias. You know who we are. We're the Luck Changers Podcast. You could Google us, find us on anywhere. Just type that in. For your host, Nate, moderator, AJ, shout out. Co-host Tone and editor D-Say, we are the Luck Changers, and we are
moderator out.
Peace, I'm out of here.